This is Harry Murray at Murray's Fly Shop in Edinburgh, Virginia. I'd like to talk to you a little bit about the invasive species that are contaminating some of our waterways. This has only been found in a couple streams in Virginia, but it's something we all need to be aware of. We're talking primarily the Didymo, which is an algae-type thing that can cover the bottom of some of the stream bed rocks, mess up the aquatic insects that the fish feed on, and of course then indirectly would have an adverse effect on the fish. Present studies don't show that these invasive species are having a direct influence on either the bass or the trout, but they can coat the stream bottom rocks and therefore mess up the whole cycle. Now, the information we're getting is coming from a combination of the Shenandoah National Park and also out of the research that has been done in New Zealand. They're telling us that if we use a 5% salt solution, that's pretty good for almost all the non-metallic items. This would be our waders, our shoes, that kind of thing. 5%. How do you get the 5%? That's 2 cups per 2.5 gallons of water, or 1 pound per 5 gallons of water. Now, you don't have to go to table salt. This could be the stuff you'd get at Southern States. That will zap them. Now, on all gear other than waders, you can also use a 5% solution of Dawn dish detergent or palm olive. Now, don't reach out there and just grab any of them. Some of them don't work. How do you get a 5% solution out of that? You put a cup of that detergent in a gallon of water, and away you go. Now, when you get through treating your wading gear, your wading staff, your landing nets, all that type of stuff, be sure and rinse them off real good. Two other alternatives, which I really don't think are all that practical, at least not for me. One would be, say, to freeze your waders, freeze your shoes. I'm not into that. The other thing you can do, you can dry them. Well, since I fish almost every day, it's not very practical for me to dry out my boots and shoes. If you're going to have a week or two between trips, yes, you can hang them out in the sun, dry them out, and you're going to zap the Didymo or whatever else you have. But think about this. Let's try to prevent the problem before it occurs. Thank you very much.